Simin Kufayin Ches Sif Aleph Beis Gimel Beis Hashem Halachas of Shinir Mokrim Ezu Dvorim Kurim Hefzik Besudim. Mechaber says as follows: Oya oichal b'bayis zeh pasuk tzedas v'alach b'bayis acher oishaya oichal v'kara chaver l'daber imay v'yatzulay l'fesach beis v'chaza horil v'shinu mekaymay tzarach l'varach l'mafrei al mashe ochal v'chorez v'varach b'tchil ha'moitzi v'ach gachik mer tzedasa avlam dibirim v'sech ha'bayis af b'ish shinu mekaymay m'pino l'pino ein tzarach l'varach. Then he continues in Sif-Beis and says halacha of Yineich Mikdus Chavirim, and he says that the same halacha applies v'chein amayim yisubun lishtay selech operis shekol ha-meshano kemer hei pasuk ha-chilasay v'chikach mevarach le-mefreya ma-sho'achal v'chiz mevarach shenis ha-mashu tzarech lecho. So we saw already, saw it in the Rishonim, and we saw it in the Beis Yosef, and the Mishnah Berurah himself is Masakim, or the Achreinim are Masakim, Mishnah Berurah is Masakim. Mechaber l'maisa paskins like the Shittos, Harishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, that paskin like Kavsheshes, that there's no difference between Dvar Matun Brachal Acharim Mekayim or Einatun Brachal Acharim Mekayim. All foods, there's the issue of Shini Mokim if you leave your place. That's the first Nekudah in the Rambam Paskins. And the second thing, which goes along with that Shita, it's not exactly clear why it's Tali Zebazeh, but it seems the Prima Gadim writes that it is Tali Zebazeh, and it seems from most of Rishonim that it is Tali Zebazeh. Goes along with that also is that when there is a Shini Mokim, you have to bench first and then say another Bracha Rishonah if you want to continue eating. Why the two things go hand in hand, it's not exactly clear, but it seems like the Rishonim that all possibly give Sheshes say that. That if you do a Shini Mokim, it's not just an Eitz HaTeva to bench before you continue eating. You must bench before you continue eating and then make a Bracha Rishonah. That's how the Mechaber Paskins. What's the Var? Just in two words or less. The Mishnah Berurah really, the Sharatin really sums it up in Sifkat and Dalet. And he says, Sharatim Sifkat and Dalet, he's mechalek between Hesach Hadas and Shinu Mokim. The Gemara says, we saw in the Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Hedya says it, the Rosh says similarly, Ki Hesach Hadas, that the Indian of Shinu Mokim is Hesach Hadas. It has the din of Hesach Hadas. Now we know that Hesach Hadas is only mechayev a bracha Rishonim. It's never mechayev you to bench first. If a person in the middle of the Suda decides, that's it, I'm not eating anymore, no matter what you bring out, I don't care. And then they bring out something which you decided that maybe you will eat a little bit more. But you had really come on a fresh hadas, you weren't fooling yourself. The halacha is you just make a bracha rishayna and you continue eating. There's no din that you have to bench first. So how come over here, this din of shinu mokim, how come there's such a tzad, the way the mechaber passes halacha l'maisa, that you have to bench first? Says the Sharatin, gora mehesach hadas, dein erasik ma bracha lechatchila. It's different than hesach hadas, that's only mechayev a bracha lechatchila. The hasa mikol mokim suda achasi. He says Shinu Mokim has a din that you finish the entire Suda. The Lashon of Rashi on Daf Mem Beis, when he's discussing Gomar Sudasai, he says the Asich Daite mi bracha rishena umi Sudasai. There's two things: you misich das from your original bracha and from your Suda. In other words, if a person before dessert decides I'm not eating any dessert, that's it. I'm not having any dessert. He finished his meal. If he decides that, you know, he doesn't want to eat dessert. So he just was Mesiach Das from his Bracha Rishena, but he never finished the meal Batsim. When a person leaves, and he leaves the house, he leaves his Mokim, then he's finished in Gansim with the Suda. Mashal Maldavar Deima, just to fine-hone the point maybe a little bit, even though you could be Mechalik, but the very next Simen in Kufayin Tes, the first Halacha that the Mechaber says, he says, Gomar Sudasa V'Natal Mayim Achreinim, a person that does Mayim Achreinim, and then he decides he wants to eat. What's the Halacha? If you washed Mayim Achreinim already, you're finished with your Suda. Once you're finished with your Suda, there's no option of now making a Bracha Rishonah and eating something else. Every Suda is Mechayev Birchas Hamazon. And now that you finish the Suda, before you go Vayter, you have to bench. And therefore, you have to first finish your Suda with benching, and then you can eat, wash again. However, the very next line in the Mechaber says, Vim Omar Havlan V'Nivrich, if all you did was to say, let's bench, but you didn't actually wash Netilas Yadayim, then Havi Hesach Hadas, all it is Hesach Hadas, V'asur Lo Lishtos Al Mekayim Yivarech Alav Tchila. If you want to go ahead and drink now, make a Bracha Rishonah. This is exactly this halacha, the difference between Hesach Hadas and Gemira Suda. When you Meseach Das, you never finished in Gansim with your Suda. You never closed the door in the Suda, and therefore you're not Mechuyiv to fear Oysa Suda by benching. However, when you do something which finishes the Suda, you close the door on the Suda by washing your hands of Mayim Achreinim, or by leaving the house, then Gomar Sudase, Asav Daite, not just from the Bracha Rishonah, but I'm still in the middle of the Suda. Asav Daite, also from your Suda, and therefore it's Mechayev you to venture again. If you didn't do that, let's say you didn't bench, and you ate again with a bracha rishena, do you have to bench twice? But Pashtas, you're not going to have to bench twice. Even though lechatchila, that's your din. Your din is that every suda needs its own bracha, now you have two sudas with one benching. Nevertheless, I think Kimdimani the Bach says that you don't have to bench twice either. What? It's erlaloy, lechara. It's erlaloy. But that's not your chiv. Your chiv is really to twice. Al derech, we like to bring the mashal of the mishra, of the mechaber in Simin Zayin, that says that a person that uses the bathroom and his mesir das and his matamay mechainim again, he has to be mevarach asher yotzei twice. That's in the mechaber pasin's halacha lemaisa. Mishra Berurah brings down the chainim rechelik, and they say it's like benching that you only have to do one. But be'etzem, every hatalas miraglayim, when you have a hezcha das in between, every hatalas miraglayim is mechayiv a new asher yotzei. It's mechayiv a new bracha, be'etzem. So too, every suda is mechayiv a benching. Every suda is mechayiv a benching, and that's lechara the shitas hamechaber, how he paskins. Now, this that the mechaber paskins, that if you're yotzei mekoyimai, no matter what were you eating, even pas, what happens if you left just for a second? Is there a time limit? Really, the question is any shini mokim. Let's say a person leaves, and his intention is to leave to take out the garbage and come back into the house. The total absence time is between 7 and 10 seconds. He's going outside, the garbage can's right outside, he's on the first floor, he goes outside, dumps the garbage in, and comes back inside. Is that also a shini mokim or not? The Morik Tzia, the Yaivitz, in the Sefer Morik Tzia, he says not. He says there has to be some sort of hesach hadas. But kokama that there was no hesach hadas whatsoever, then it's not shayach shini mokim. Because you need some sort of gemar for your sudo. But kokama that it's clear beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're still in the middle of eating and you just went out for the garbage, that's not a problem. The thing is, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say clearly a few times in the siman, not that way. Mishnah Berurah says if somebody called you to speak to you by the door, you went out just dibur ba'alma, just to go to the door for amamish hadas. You could have this for those that are learning. This is a Kiddush Malkum Suda on Rosh Hashanah. I had this question. I made Kiddush and I got a knock at the door. Somebody wanted to speak to me. Walk outside to the Cheder Madrigot, close the door, and then come back inside about a minute later. What's that? Oh, Gag Echad. So we actually have to know how far do we take Gag Echad. If you're in the Pentagon, do we say Gag what?
That's almost for sure Hesradat.
Is that for sure Hesradat? The fact that I went outside to speak to somebody for a minute?
Conversations,
that's what happens in the bracha. So maybe we have to define what is considered as hadas. That's really, we're going to leave that. We should discuss it now. We're going to leave it, Mirat Hashem, for the end of the siman. Sleeping is not as hadas. When a person's davening, it's not as hadas. What do you mean it's not as hadas? In the first bracha Shemayin Esrei, you're not allowed to be thinking about anything else. If you were thinking about something else, you weren't getting to Shemayin Esrei. How could it be that you don't have as hadas? It's the effect of Mesha. In two words or less, as hadas means not that you're not thinking about the thing, it means that I'm not doing it anymore. It's not that I'm not thinking about my suda. I decided I am no longer eating my suda anymore. That's what hesach hadas is. And that applies to all aspects of hesach hadas in Zaynikim and in Mitzvillin and from the Tzitz, but all these different things. That is, it's all that you decided lahedya that you're not doing it. But the fact you're not thinking about it, anytime you go to sleep, you're not thinking about it. That's not hesach hadas. But the says the Marek Tzvi, if you go outside, that was my case. Now do I have an issue of Kiddush Makom Suda? I came back inside. And now I want to wash. Hold on. I just walked outside. I have to meet with Kaddish again. This was Rosh Hashanah morning. Ein Shem and Reish Ein Gimel, but you don't have to. But Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't. Well, we'll get to the Chayyim Adjigot in a minute. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah says, if he call you just to go to the door for a minute, says the Mishnah Berurah, his Lashon is, Afa Bish Loi Pasuk Misudase Klal El Shakara Chaveir Ladaber Imer Dibur Ba'alma. All you did, you went out for a second out of your front door, just for a second. The guy says, I'm going to America, do you want to send in? Yeah, here's the letter, no problem. I come back inside, that's it. Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, that it's an issue. Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, that's considered an issue, and that would already be hesach hadas. Accordingly, according to the Sfaradim, that's really by Ashkenazim also, in things that are hesach hadas, you have to be very careful not to leave your mokim. Now, what's considered leaving your mokim? Where's your mokim? If it's in the same cheder, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it doesn't make a difference, even if it's a chasana hall, it doesn't make a difference, and you can't see because there's a mechitza on one side to the other. Nevertheless, once you're in, so long as you're in the same cheder, there's no problem with shinu mokim, even if you can't see the original place. and there's no problem as brachas, making bracha achrena, bracha rishena, you still continue your suda. Where do the issues start? When you go mecheder lecheder. Now the Bir Halacha is marich to show that there are many shitas that hold that mecheder lecheder is not an issue of shini mokim. He comes out at the end of the day. Al Kain, after Roy Venochan Lochish Lechatkila, Das Achrenish Ladikonis Vilum Mechel Lechedim Emsa Chilasi, Bedvarm Shin Tuna Bracha Charim Vim Koyman, Im Loy Shoyadait Lizimit Chil Bishas Bracha. He says, if you didn't have Das to go into a different Cheder at the time of the Bracha, you should be Machmen not to go to another room. Nevertheless, Mikomokam, I know you love Bazain Limchas Biyodai. Yishlomi Lismech. He says, Lamaisi could be Samech, Yishlomi Lismech, and certainly be the Eva that you did go to another room, then certainly you don't make a new Bracha, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, to go lechatchila to a different room, he says, Nachal lechash natu. According to that, lechayro, you have to be careful not to go into the kitchen. If you can't see the place, you shouldn't be going to the kitchen in the middle of the suda. You shouldn't go to the bedroom to switch the baby. You shouldn't go to the bathroom. All these things. However, it's not that way. Why? Because Mr. Brewer says that only if you didn't have das, mitchila for that. However, if you had das mitchila for that, and certainly, anytime that you sit down to the suda, certainly your das is that you're going into the kitchen to get food. Now, how far can we take it? The Paiskis Ma'aneinu, most of the Paiskis Ma'aneinu take it, and they say, V'yashiv and Rav Shama Zalman, that Bizma'aneinu, the standard person's das is to go around the house. A person doesn't sit. I took a poll, I asked numerous people in the Chabura how many times they got up on a standard Suda, the last Suda that they had Friday night, how many times they got up from the Suda. You got from the Suda anywhere. There were one or two people that said one time. Somebody was even sad that he didn't get up, just got married. No. That that he didn't get up a klal. But most people got up somewhere between 3 and 10 times. 3 and 10 times? That means you're going to get new challah, and you're getting water, drinks from the freezer, and you're going to change the diaper, and you're going to, there's enough to do that in the middle of the suda. That's the way that we are. We don't have a shamish that's coming and bringing us our water that we should wash by the table, and bring us all our food, and the nanny is changing the diaper, and everything else that's going on. That's not what's going on. And b'mela, the standard das of the person, of a regular person, is that he goes to all the different chadarim in the house. Now, if we're talking about that you live in America, and you live in a 4-floor house, and the basement you never go to, because you go down to bring the stuff before Pesach, and you go down once in a while for Seder, in Echrami, maybe that's going to be different. But the Pashta says, in Lechatchila, you should be Nizer in that, for sure. B'dieved, I would say not to make any bracha. Lechatchila to be Nizer in that. However, the standard person is going into moving around all over the place. That is Kili, your Das Lechatchila, because you know that that's how your Suda looks. And Memela, that's your Das Lechatchila, and then even Lechatchila, you would be able to go Cheder Lecheder. Certainly, if you had Das, for sure, it's always better to have Das. As we'll see. But that's considered as view adas, and therefore there's no problem to go mecheder lecheder. Now, how far do we take this? What's the story with a porch? What's the story with a chatzer? What's the story with the cheder madrigot that we just discussed beforehand? So, for most part, most of the Paiskei Zmanenu, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Dar Letzion, and not Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Yashar was machmer by a porch, but all the rest of the Shevet Halevi, the Rav Chaim Pinchas, they all said that he says that a porch has the same din as a, even if the porch is not covered over. So it's not tachas gagechas, achas. Nevertheless, it's considered another room. It's used as a room, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, it's used as a room, and therefore, even if you're not storing stuff there because it's going to rain on it, but people just go there, you go there in the middle of the Suda, I just had bracha over for Shabbos, in the middle of the Suda, there's something going on, they lost the person outside, police, and they went back and forth under the porch, and just got up in the middle of the Suda, there's a nice sunset, some places you can actually see the sunset, you go out into the porch and see the sunset. There's people going out all the time, it's a regularly used place, therefore, it's not considered Shini Mokim, you'd be allowed to go there even Lechatchila. What's with the Chatzer? Chatzer really depends. If it's the building's Chatzer, and usually you don't go out there, so then Lechanami, that's considered Shini Mokim. If it's your own private Gina that you have off of your house and use it, instead, it actually doesn't jut out of the building, so it's not considered Marpeset. Bethim, it's really just a big Marpeset. I have that by my house. One side we have Marpeset, and one side we have a Chatzer. But it's just, the whole difference is that it's on ground, its own cement, as opposed to as jutting out of the building. But that's really the difference. And we go there, and the kids go there to play in the middle of the Suda, and you go there if you have to break up a fight in the middle, or whatever it is. It's part of the, it's all part of the regular usage, and therefore, the place game are mitzad lekulo. But it depends if that's what it used. If it's just overgrown weeds there, and you never go out there, then it is a problem. And that's basically what the Pesachim say when he gave to the Cheder Madrigot. That's the stairwell in an apartment building. What's the stairwell in an apartment building? Bethel belongs to everybody. It belongs to everybody in the building. So it is also your Rishus. However, you don't use it as your Rishus. Most people don't hang out their laundry there. I have seen it. Most people don't hang out their laundry there. That's not your, it's not the regular Chatzer of Chazal. It's your extension of your house. Therefore, the Pesachim are very mitlabet with... Yeah, that's just an extra place, not because you're actually doing anything that you care if somebody's going to see. You just don't have room in your house. But what? Oh, one second. So the Poiskim do not give the Shari Bracha. Bracha is Marach when I get to this. And he says the Poiskim all say that it's a good idea to be Nizal Lechatchila. I heard this from Berkowitz as well. To be Nizal Lechatchila, not to go out to the Cheder Madrigot. Lechatchila. However, it really depends. First of all, some people have two dirus, and they have a machsan, which is part of their extension, and they rent it out, and they go down. Then anything which is the normal usage, once again, it's the same thing. It's all tali in your das. The normal usage is, b'shastudas, that you go from apartment to apartment, like a Berkowitz told me. He said, a lot of times kids, they always, you have somebody next to you, the door next to you, the neighbor's next to you, your kids are always running back and forth, everybody's going, so the area right in front, that's all extension of the house. And the kids are playing there, and the kids, yeah, in a chadami, that's not considered a shinim mokim. To go out to the front, that wouldn't be considered a shinim mokim. I probably could say that it happens enough times that I get called out in the middle of the street to the Cheder Madrigot, that it's maybe considered as, certainly the kids play there, certainly it's...
Is it more of you have ownership, or you say a lot of times you're not buying, you're a guest at someone's house, and then you eat, so food that says, come, we have to get something here.
Yeah, so the Pashas, it is telling about this. They say to go to somebody else's house, even though it's under the same roof, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's under the same roof, it's not a problem. But it's a totally different Yeshus that's owned by somebody else, and it is a problem in a Hanami. They talk about in dormitories, and they talk about in hotels. And they basically all have the same halacha. And that is in a dormitory, any place that it's the derech to go. You go from the dining room, and you go into the different rooms, and you go to your friends' rooms. Then that's the derech to do it. That's not considered hezgadah. So all rooms that you use regular usage. However, if you're in a hotel or something, you're not going to some random person's room and stopping off. Now, if he happens to call you in, new, come and check this out, then that's considered shinimokim, and that would be problematic. But to go from your room to the dining room, that wouldn't be a problem. That's not so simple. They could be telling the das of Baal Bayis. There is a need in the Paiskim is my name. When you get to that, you're telling the das. If the Baal Bayis has das to go to different places, are you all of a sudden tuffle to him or not? That's not so simple. That works like that. Even though when you get to Bracha Rishen is it does, when you get to Hesra Das, it's not so clear. We know that Hesra Das doesn't generally work with the Baal Bayis. If you decide that despite the Baal Bayis, you're not having anything else, nevertheless, that's considered Hesra Das.
Let's see on Sukkot's roof. Let's see if
Sukkot's
roof.
That's
if you don't ever go up to the roof. But on Sukkot's, it's a very...
That's an excellent question. So I'll tell you, Ma'aseh Shari Kachoya, they declare that the Shari Brach applied to Sarachin, but he says, for example, I had this a few weeks ago. My neighbor asked me, I was going for Shabbos. My neighbor asked me, they're having a family Shabbos. Can they use our apartment for the extension of the Suda? The men are going to be in one apartment for the Suda. The women are going to be in the next apartment for the Suda. That's how it worked out. Terrific. And they're going to be going back and forth, obviously, in between the two. Somebody is serving. And so now, my house became the Rishus now for one day? For a few hours? How does it work? For her, the Svar is, yeah. Now this is an extension of your house. This is what it's being used. That's the Derech. What?
That was the Derech.
So to over here, when you get to Sukkah, even though it's only for 1 week, but now that became the Das, that's the Derech. That wouldn't be a problem, so long as you're in the same building. Now, if to go out of the building and go into somewhere else, that already gets very tricky. When you're talking about a Suda, especially with Kiddush Makom Suda, Mishnah Berurah discusses that at the beginning of Reisha and Gimel, when you get to the Sukkah. It's good to see that. I don't want to get into it right now, though we should before Sukkot maybe, but it's maybe good to see that first. So that's the basic halacha with regard to Lechatchila. You shouldn't go out to the stairwell. Unless it's mamish used right in front of your apartment, that's always used, you're always running out, then that's okay. But to go to somewhere that you generally don't go in the middle of the Suda, since it's not your own personal Rishus, that's already lechatchila an issue of shinui mokim. So b'di'eved, if you did go out to the stairwell, if you didn't leave the building, I would not make another bracha, because there are poskim that are mistapik whether or not it has a din of a different rishus. L'maisa, you own it also, and it's in the same roof. Therefore, not to make a new bracha if you did go out. But lechatchila, not to go out. That's sif aleph. Sif beis. The mechaber brings down the halacha of hiniach miktsas chavir. Hiniach miktsas chavir. And that is the Brisa, which says according to Rav Sheshes that holds that there's shini mokim in a geyat, even dvar matun and bracha lacharim mukayman. The Brisa says mafurish. If you need a zakon or chayla, and the das of the beis yosef is lav dafka zakon or chayla, any person that you leave over, that is considered a guarantee that you're going to come back, and therefore it's a even according to Rav Sheshes. It shows that you haven't finished your suda because you left people here. How do you leave people in the middle of eating if you finished your suda? It must be that you're really planning on coming back and you haven't finished the suda and you're going to continue with them. Now, how long does this apply? How does this apply? Does it apply to a child as well? Mishabur says, b'nei beisai. Wife, for sure. Children that are over the age of 13, terrific. How about a 2-year-old or 8-year-old? Does that work as well? So, the Mechaber is ma'aneh to bring down from the Arletzian. Rav Ben Tzina Bashul, he says that from 6 years old it works. Why? Because 6 years old, he holds that a 6 year old can already be mitzaref to a zimun. According to the Sfardim, we saw that a child can be mitzaref to a zimun if he's already makir, who he's davening, benching to. Some people say from the age of 8, depends on the child really. But a child that's already knows what he's doing to bench to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can be mitzaref to your suda, that's already a kvius. And he says from age 6, he says for sure less than age 6, nah. Then he clears, he says, what's with your own child? Let's say your child is an infant, he's 6 months old. You have to come back. There's no one here to take care of the child. You're for sure coming back. So, Iblad Sarachin, the Sharia Bracha, it's not the same Bracha. He says that, that's not. The fact that you force yourself to come back through a way which is not a continuation of the Suda, that's not enough. Mainly says, the fact you have to come back or you left your passport there, somebody asked me, what's if I left my phone there? I'm not going anywhere with that, I'm telling you. I'm for sure coming back. As a guy once told me, he says he lives out of town. If he gets on the Mirror bus, many years ago he told me this, but just to realize, he says if he gets on the Mirror bus and he realizes that he left his phone at home, he gets off the bus, even though he lives out of town, gets off the bus, gets his phone, even though it means coming, which he feels like who knows what's going to be, if he doesn't have his phone. Anyhow, so you're for sure coming back for your phone. That's not enough. It's not enough. Chazal or Masakin together that you're still in the middle of the Suda. The fact that you're mechuyev to come back because you left your passport or your credit card there, that's not enough to be mechayev you to, even though it might get you back, but that's not the gather that Chazal gave, that you're continuing your Suda. Now, what, according to the Mechaber, with regard to, does this din of Hiniach Miktas Chaverim help, even if you're not eating something which is Tuna Bracha L'Acharavim Kaimo? For example, you're sitting down and having fruits together. Everybody's having a barbecue without sandwiches. You're having hot dogs and hamburgers and French fries. And everybody's sitting down, so you had Shahakol and Hadama, and you're eating Suda, you're eating a meal together. But you just didn't wash. Does Hiniach Miktas Chaverim help or not? It's not Mefurish in the Mechaber. Interestingly enough, we saw, fascinatingly enough, we saw Machlokes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham in the very same word. The Mechaber says, V'chein, Imayu Mesubin, Lishtei Salech HaPeres. The same din of Shinu Magen applies also if you were eating something which doesn't Shinu Bracha Acharavim Kaimon. And the Achrayim ask, what's V'chein? It's Kol Shekein. V'chein sounds like, even in this case it works. If Pashin in that case it works. Chizda holds only in that case it works. What's going on over here? Says the Taz, V'chein is coming to tell me no, that there's a difference. The din of Hiniach Miktas Chaverim doesn't work by these other things. Hiniach Miktas Chaverim only works by pas, not by other things. There's no kvias. There's no kvias. If you don't have pas, there's no kvias. For me, it doesn't work. The Magen Avraham says the exact opposite. No, V'chein is coming to tell you that it applies exactly. That exactly the same halacha that applies, Hiniach Miktas Chaverim applies. But again, to pass, it also applies to franks and fries. It also applies to hamburgers and fries. How do we pass in Lach Lamaisa? Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a great raya. Someone asked me, Rebellion asked me this question. Great raya. The Mechaber says in Sifei, I don't know if they saw it. The Mechaber says in Sifei, some people say that what's considered tuna bracha lacharev and mekaima, yeshemrim, that it's kol shevas aminim. And some people say it's only mini dagam. Who cares? According to the Mechaber, there's no difference between Dvar Natsun and Bracha Lacharim and Kaimah and Natsun and Bracha Lacharim. By both of them, there's a problem with Shina Mokhin. The halacha is with regard to whether or not you're allowed to leave without benching, whether or not if you left without benching you have to come back. That's Simin Kuf Pei Dalet. And he told me the halacha is Simin Kuf Pei Dalet. He writes this in Kuf Pei Dalet. Why did it? What's an Igea Bechlal to Simin Kuf Ayin Ches? What's Tuna Bracha Lacharim and Kaimah or not, according to the Mechaber? The Mechaber writes this. Who cares? According to the Mechaber, there's no difference. There's Shina Mokhin by both of them. Says Rav Kiva Eger, must be that there is a difference. What's the difference? By Hiniach Miktas Chaverim, does it work or not? A riot in the Magen Avraham, a riot in the Taz, that Hiniach Miktas Chaverim works only by pas and not by Dvar Mishein and Tuna Bracha Lacharim Mekayim. That's what I have to tell you. What's Tuna Bracha Lacharim Mekayim? That's what Rav Kiva Eger says. Not only that, the Beis Yosef himself says that it can't work. He says, "Bedas of Chizda, there's no such thing as Inich Mechtes Chavirim." Why? Because Inich Mechtes Chavirim, by something which is not Tuna Brach La'omim Kaimir. Why? Because if you're not eating pas, then there's no kvias whatsoever. If there's no kvias because you're eating french fries together, what connects you to the next person? You didn't. There's no zeman here, there's no suda b'etzem, there's no kvias, so there's nothing that's tying you to the next person that is mechayev you to come back. That shows that you haven't finished the suda. It says, in Memela, in Chizda, there's no such thing as in Yechmetz Chavirim.
If you're kveh, you're doing it together?
Or even if you're kveh and you give a clap and you say, I'm being kveh, still doesn't work. It's like a guy that puts up a sign, I'm not being Mitzvah Das, and then he walks out of the building. Why not? You have a very good question. It's not clear. The Rashbam says at the end of the Sugya that the Pasha says the person not Mitzvah Das. Nevertheless, we give it a din of Hezgadas, and Mir Suda. A person Lamaisa wouldn't get up in the middle of the Suda. That's a vibe. Unless we could prove that you're not finished. Then how do one of the ways of proving it is by Nechmetz Chavirim. But if you're not, if there's no Kvias together, then there's no, that's not considered Nechmetz Chavirim.
So now, where it's not so uncommon to have students that have the Alpha
Seems. Excellent, excellent. We'll get to Lamaisa, how we pass. You're asking a very good question. Mizrani says maybe Tuna Brach Lachar Mukaimo. We need something that's for sure not Mizrani.
Having steaks with your friends.
Steaks with your friends with fries. Yeah, very good. Excellent. No, there's still no kvias, but that's it's a serious meal, but it's not still no kvias. The Memela, if that's the svara that the Beis Yosef says in Rav Chizda that it doesn't pass in Yech Mikdash Chavir Mikdash Kaiman, then there's no difference between Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes. Even Rav Sheshes did agree to that. In a place where there's no kvias, in Yech Mikdash Chavir doesn't work. And Memela Lachar, the pashas of the Beis Yosef of the Mechaber should be like the Taz, like if Yvei brings a raya, that in Yech Mikdash Chavir does not help. Lamaisa Mishabura Paskins not that way. Mishabura Paskins, like the Magen Avraham, that the Unich Mikdus Chavirim helps even by French fries and by meat. However, Lachor, it's a Dover Pashit. That it has to be, like you're saying right now, that has to be that there is some sort of kvias. Two people that are sitting down together with sucking candies in their mouth, that's not considered a kvias by any stretch of the imagination. And therefore, that's not considered Unich Mikdus Chavirim. You have to be eating a Suda together. The Chiddush is, if we're eating together, and we're having a proper suda, we just didn't wash, that also has a din of kvias. You don't need the regular gedarim of kvias of a suda for the din of nichts chavirim. And nichts mikdash chavirim is just a raya that you wouldn't leave your friends here in the middle of eating if you weren't planning on coming back. It must be that you're also planning on coming back and finishing your suda. But it's not that you need the regular gidriak kvias.
You mentioned before about the kid, like the chavirim, the 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Kid. What about your wife who's not
Tara? Doesn't make a difference. Lachor, for sure it works. B'nai Beisa, it's very hard to believe that the Shara team, when he says B'nai Beisa works, he wasn't referring to his wife and he didn't tell you. That's the pashtus. I did see somebody clear, because they're not Mechuyev, maybe they're not Mechuyev in Zeman, Nukudem, they're Mitzarf, even though Mikudem, maybe they could be by a husband, that was a question. But yes, pashtus, we've asked him that a wife would be. Now, what happens if you decide to leave them there and the friends, they're waiting 5 minutes, waiting 10 minutes, that's it, die. We finished the steak, we finished the fries. We're not sticking around anymore. So they book out, they leave. You come back, and there's no one there. Firefall. So many of the Peskis, my name would say that in Echonami, that's an issue. That's an issue because even though L'chorra, you could have said, Reb Chaim Pinchas speaks this out, L'chorra, you could have said, this is the Sfar Pshuta. When you left, and you showed that you weren't finished your Zudah. So as long as you come back, then you're coming back to a matzah, but you didn't finish your sudo. He says, yeah, but you have to have some sort of kvias that's left there to be considered that you're continuing your sudo. Kokama, that there's no kvias left whatsoever, then there's no continuation of your sudo. Even though theoretically you could have said not that way. It is a suffix, so therefore I wouldn't be fast to make another bracha. Lechatchila, the best thing in such a case would be to find something else. You had french fries, you weren't thinking of having a carrot, take a carrot and make adama, and continue eating your french fries. Have something else that you didn't have in mind. Now, is there a problem, Bechlal, to just walk outside and make a Shina Mokum, according to the Mechaber? I'm sorry, one more halacha, but he gets to that Shina Mokum. What's the story of Hinich Mokum and then you go somewhere else? Are you allowed to eat in the new place? Are you allowed to eat in the new place, or only it helps you for when you come back that you shouldn't have to make a new bracha? So we saw the Magen Avraham says, you're not allowed to eat in a new place without a new bracha. In other words, when you went from your house to a kiddush in the middle of your suda, somebody just told me, they just added, that there was the, last week, last Shabbos, it was maybe a week ago, last Shabbos I think it was, I can't remember, a week and a half ago. And he started suda at 10:30 or so, there was a bris at 11 o'clock, he was new when he sat down, then he's going to the bris in the middle. So he's leaving the middle to the bris, and then he's going to come back. He's a neich mikdash chavirim. What's the, he actually, at the end of the day, he left with everybody. That was the story. But he what is he doing? He left the stender on the dining room table, that it should be a reminder that he's still in the middle of the suda, that he shouldn't forget. So that does that help? Do you need to do that? Or it's no, it's for you. Anyhow, you don't have to do it. He went for a mitzvah. We'll see. L'chatzchila he let him go for a mitzvah in the middle of it. Either way, you're going somewhere else to the Kiddush. Now you want to eat something by the Kiddush. Hinich mitzvah chaverim helps you that you should be able to eat something by the Kiddush without a bracha, or it only helps you that it pulls you back and says when you come back, you'll be mamshich resudo. We saw the Magen Avraham, this is with the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that it does not help you for eating somewhere else. It only helps you for when you come back. That means that certainly if you're going somewhere else and you're not planning on, you decide afterwards you're not planning on coming back, certainly that's an issue. That was the case Magen Avraham said, that the people left the shul, and they left Orchim in the shul that were going to be eating their suda there in the Gemara Mesachim. And you went to somewhere else. I mean, you went to your house. We see that Nichmik Tzavirim doesn't help you if you go to your house. And that's talking about you're not planning on coming back. The Nesiv Chaim, on the Magen Avraham there, seems to say that even if you're planning on coming back, that's what the theme of the Mishnah Berurah is. That even if you're planning on coming back, it does now allow you to eat outside of the house. If you're only heter, that means, according to the Mechaber, in any foods, or according to the Mishnah, according to the Ramah, by Paris, it does not allow you to eat Paris somewhere else without making a new bracha. You would have to, only it helps you if you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha. Now, is there an issue of Bechlal making a problem, a shinu mokum lechatchilu? Can you, one guy told me, this is my sim shabachol yoyim. Literally shabachol yoyim, maybe not Shabbos because you don't smoke on Shabbos. He has two coffees a day. When he has one coffee, he drinks inside the house. Then he goes outside and has a second coffee right afterwards. Second coffee with a cigarette. Right, every day, that's what he does. So he knows lechatchila as he sits down to have his coffee, that he's going outside to have a cigarette in a second and having another coffee. Is there a problem to go outside? Are you allowed to make a shinu mokum lechatchila too? One guy told me last week that he went somewhere, he had a coffee over here, and then he went to Eddie's to go get something to eat, but there's nothing in Eddie's, or he took a sip there, so he made a new bracha. There was nothing, what he wanted wasn't there. So he went to a different store, took a sip there, made another bracha. Went, is there any problem to do that? Rashid Makam needs a new bracha. I don't have a good answer, that's the truth. We do see, Imrit Hashem, if you do see Reish Tezvav, if you could get out of making another bracha, then you shouldn't be mechayev yourself a new bracha. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah, as far as I know, I can't say that I'm bucking all Mishnah Berurah. As far as I know, I don't think we find one place that the Mishnah Berurah says that when you have a suffix bracha, that just walk outside and come back inside and then you'll have a way to get out of it. Shinu mokum. Ramesha says that. Ramesha says that's an etzah. Mishnah Berurah did say you can make hatzach hadas. Don't eat it for right now, we have a suffix, wait a little bit, he gives those etzahs. But he never said walk outside and come back in. He never said that. Now it could be that he's chesed with the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and then with the Morag Tzia that says that if you walk inside for a second and come back in, that's not considered Shinu Mokim, because you were never really see if das. Maybe that's why he didn't want to give the Eitzah. Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, they do give this Eitzah of if you have a Safek Brachas to come outside. That's if you have a Safek Brachas. But the Stamazai to go outside, Lechatchila, Lechura, if you need to, then it's not a Brachas in a Tricha, that's a Halacha. But Stamazai to walk from place to place and go make another's Brachas and another Brachas, it's better Lechura to drink your coffee in one place and not be Machayev yourself. Another five brachas. Unless you're Ochei Drachim, then you don't have to make new brachas. Then you don't have to make new brachas, unless you're Ochei Drachim. Now, what's the halacha if you're outside? If you're outside and you're eating? Is it Ochei Drachim? No, Lachar not. It's not Ochei Drachim. The one drink you drank inside, one drink you drank outside. The problem is that he didn't start like that. He started inside of Mei Sharm as a Nashim, and he started drinking his coffee a few sips here, and then he decided, you know, let me get something to eat to go. So now maybe he could turn himself into Ochei Drachim now. But he went to Eddie's, he was planning on eating there. And then he had a few sips, and then he decided that they didn't have the food that he wanted, so he went somewhere else. So each time it was a different kriya. So when a guy decides that he's going running around, the person that's a newspaper delivery boy, and he's going from house to house, and he's going all over the house, even if he walks in there and people invite him inside, that's what he's doing the entire day. He's going in and out of houses. But if that wasn't what your das was, and each time it's a new kviyas when you're sitting down, then it's a new bracha every time. Now, what's the story if a person is outside, and with regard to shinu mokum? We said when you're inside, according to the Mechaber, if you're in the same cheder, there's no shinu mokum. Cheder l'cheder, to be nizar, but bizmanenu your das is that, and it's not a problem. Once you leave the house, then it's for sure an issue. Now, what's if you're outside? There's no gedarim there, l'chara. There's no, where do you draw the line? So the answer is, it depends. If there is a gedar, if there is a fence, if there's muk of mechitzes, then the halacha is that it has the din of one room. The halacha is that even if you don't have das, Nevertheless, you're allowed to go from place to place because it's all considered one room. There's no shinim mukim if it's not covered. Now, what is counted as mukim mechitzas? So, if this bracha brings down from a yashiv, that possibly even an erev is considered mukim mechitzas. Now, he himself is in the newer madura. That lachor, that's a very big chiddush because in the whole Yerushalayim it's considered mukim mechitzas because there's mukim mechitzas. I don't know erev. But at least the entire Sanhedrin or whatever area you are, you can get tremendous areas that are all mukim mechitzas, and that's very hard to say that's considered mukim mechitzas. In what way is mukim mechitzas? You don't even realize you're mukim mechitzas. So most Paiskim do not go with that. The question is, where do you draw the line? So it's not clear. Some people say that has to be, I think the Piskei Teshuvos wanted to say a nice far, that has to be owned by a certain person. It has to be a single bialus. Something which is owned by the rabbin is not considered really mokim mechitzas, because in what way is it considered one mokim? The whole part of shina mokim is that you're in the same mokim. Something which is owned by everybody, so then there's no mokim. It's not a mokim, it's not an individual place. The mela has to be something which is owned by a certain, but you still have an issue. Rockefeller, one of these, or you go to Zichron Yaakov, they have, what's his name's, Montefiore, I don't know, one of these people's huge gardens that are kilometers long, these are also going to be, or you have grand the national parks that are owned by individuals, then they're going to be how could be a national park on individual, but it's big parks that are owned by individuals. You're going to say that as well or not? So I think there's a svar, and I saw it after in the Shire Bracha, that you have to be able to see the mechitzas. Kokama that you see the mechitzas, lulim istafino, you have to see them. Once you realize that you're mukim mechitzas, then it has a din of mukim mechitzas. But if you can't even see the mechitzas, then it's very schwer to say that you're mukim mechitzas. If you're not mukim mechitzas, what's halacha? So then, if you have das, the halacha is, if you could see the place where you were, then it's not considered shinim mukim. However, if you can't see the place, if you had das, and you're still in the same general area, that won't really see. You have to see a little bit more in Sif Gimel. Exactly how do we define the same area? Then even if you're not mokum mechitzas, if you had das v'shas bracha to go, then you're okay. If you didn't have das and you can't see, then even from one side of the tree to the other side of the tree, this is really an idea to anybody that ever went before the days where there was bugs in fruits. When I was a kid, there was no bugs in fruits. We went blueberry picking and without a right, and used to eat blueberries as you're picking. You can eat as many blueberries. They didn't have bugs. The water didn't have bugs. The blueberries didn't have bugs. You were able to eat the. Now you let them continue eating. They still have it here in Eretz Yisrael. They in different places. They have strawberry picking and these whatever. Are you allowed to make one bracha and can go from tree to tree, go from bush to bush, and continue eating, or you constantly have to make a new bracha? So the halacha is, we'll see really, that's Sif Gimel, but the passage is, as long as you had das, and that's why you came here, then even if it's not mukim mechitzas, if it's mukim mechitzas, for sure you're okay. If it's not mukim mechitzas, since it's the same orchard, then it wouldn't be a problem. If it would be a different orchard, you're going from one orchard to the next, they have blueberries, and then they have strawberries, then in the Hanami, anyhow it's a different bracha. Blueberries are ha'etz, and strawberries are adama. So anyhow, but if it's a peach orchard afterwards, then in a chanami you'd have to make a new bracha, even though it's the same ma'at as your blueberries. Now, that's all the mechaber really. What's Das Rama? Das Rama is, keep around the time. Anybody has to leave? Please do. The Das Rama is, he's chorlek, yesh cholkan akol masher kotav b'sif. He waited patiently till he got to Sif Beis, and then he said everything that he wrote up until now. So those that are chaylik, the Rashbam, the Rosh, Tosfos, all the Poiskis, Ashkenaz, they all go not like the Rif and the Rambam, and they paskin that in a Hanami we pass like Rav Chisda, which the Tanya Kava say, that there's no din of Shini Mokim by pas. There's all and Dvarim Atunim Bracha Lacharevim Kaimon. There's only Shini Mokim by Dvarim Shein Atunim Bracha Lacharevim Kaimon. And not only that, the din of Shini Mokim doesn't have a din of Gemar Suda. They have Mechayv Yun Birchas Amazin. It only has a din of Hezgadas, Mechayv Bracha Rishenu. How do the Svardim Paskin Alach Lamaisa? So the Chora, they go out to take out the garbage, you come back, you have to bench and make a new bracha. That's the Pashtus of the Mechaber. Do they do that or not? Many, very many Svardim do not pass in that way. Why? Because, as the Ben Yishchai says, even though we're Makabel Hora'otav Shamaran, even though we pass in like the Mesesis, across the board, however, by Safik Brachais, we still say Safik Brachais Lahakal. And therefore he says, and the Kaf HaChaim says, that in L'chatchila, certainly the din of the Mechaber is binding. Do not leave your house to take the garbage out in the middle of a Suda. If you're a Svardi, you can follow the... Nevertheless, if you did, since it's a massive Machlekes Rishonim and Machlekes Halacha L'maisa, do not make a new bracha when you come back. The best is to get somebody else to be maybe might see you, at least the Chol Parashas of the Bracha Rishonim. And eventually, you're not going to get somebody. But you don't have to b'di'eved Saber Baras L'Hokol, and we go like the Ramah L'maisa. The Or L'Tzion does not go that way. He goes across the board like the Beis Yosef. Could be that there's some that are not like that. The way that the Zaytze Bracha brought it down, it seems like most Poiskim seem to be choishes lechatchila, not to make a new bracha sabal asavir baras l'akol. However, he brings down half a page of psakim according to what's going to be according to Matina Mashul about making new brachas. I can't pass in ma'isa. Everybody does the way that they're mekubal.
According to that, if you just leave your wife at the table, then even lechatchila you can take out the garbage.
If you leave your wife, so the zinich mikzus chaverim allow you to go lechatchila? That's a very good question. It never says lechatchila in the Gemara. That Chavirim Shumi Yevusubim V'Alku Raglayim doesn't tell you whether or not Lechatchila you could do it or not. It's not clear in the place where you could do it. It seems that people are naig. We'll see in the Ramah that Lechatchila Samazin you're not supposed to get up without benching.
Oh, but
even according
no
to the Ramah.
In Sephardi land, there's no
Safik. Oh, very good. In the Chanami. Lechor, in Sephardi land, there's no Safik. We'll see. We did see that. We'll see that in a minute in the Ramah, really. Now, even according to the Ramah, that pass does not have Shinui Mokrim, that's only if you had a Kezayis. This is a very, very Negeh Halacha that a lot of people don't know. And that is, if you had less than a Kezayis of pass, and then you left your Mokrim, there's no din that you don't have to make a new bracha. It's only Dvarma Tuna Bracha Lacharev Mekayman that there's no Shinui Mokrim. If you have less than a Kezayis, it's not Tuna Bracha Lacharev Mekayman because it's not Tuna Bracha Lacharev, because you have less than a Kezayis. Says the Magen Avraham, this is the way in Rishu, and this is the way Mishnah Berurah passes here, that has the halachic status of eating a fruit. But mainly, if a person is in a restaurant, and they give him, and the water is outside, I don't know where it is, and he washes, and he takes a little piece of bread they have next to the... They have... What? That's right, that's the issue. You're going to continue somewhere else. You washed in one place, you took a bite of less than a Kezayis, and then you're going to eat in the Chasana Hall, wherever it is, right? One of these places. You have a big issue because you had less than a Kezayis. Therefore, there is Shinui Mokrim. If it has the Gedarim of Shinui Mokrim, it's a problem. Now, those people, though, that take less than a Kezayis and they're planning on eating on the way, for example, they have less than a Kezayis and then they go on to the Mirbat. They go on to, they're going up north. So we wash in the house, have less than a Kezayis, and they go into the car. Then, even though lechatchila you should have a Kezayis for numerous different reasons, however, that is l'chara a din of Holchei Drachim. You never were planning on being kaveya here. From the beginning, you were planning eating somewhere else. It's only by a chasana, in hotels, in restaurants, in places like that, where if they don't have the water in the exact place where you're eating, and they're having it outside, not in the same building, then to go have a little bit here and to go somewhere else is not going to help you.
Why is the beer but not the drug?
The kibbutz is moving. Yeah, you're not being kaveya makom b'chol. Oh, so we'll get to Holchei Drachim. Is that considered Holchei Drachim or not? Do you have to? Well, Mitzvah Hashem. When we get speak to Sif Dalar, we'll try to get up to that.
Even if you're not Holchei Drachim, having
Das,
you can eat less than Kezayis here, than having Das, you can go and
eat my Kezayis. Yeah, but Lachora, Das doesn't help if it's like Paris. If Paris, Das doesn't help to eat in two different places. Shinui Mokim is Behechrich. The same way that according to the Mechaber, by Pas, Das doesn't help to eat in a new house. So too, according to the Ramah, by Paris, Das doesn't help to eat in a new house. So if I had less than a Kezayis of Pas, it has the status of Paris, and therefore it's not going to help to eat another place. What's it? Elon to Elon is because it's all in the same area. But only if you're still in the same Gina. Same in Sif Gimel, he says, Migan Lagan Lavarech, Afinam Smuchin, Afilu Kshibirch Tchila Yedaita El Akol, you still need a new bracha. It's only if it's in the same Gina, then it has like the same din as a Cheder, even though it's not Mokum Achitzas, then it would work. Or the same house. That is something that a person has to bear in mind. Now, the Ramah says, Alacha, that's very Negea also, and he says that Lechatchila, don't leave your Suda without benching. Do not leave your Suda without benching. Why not? Doesn't say. He brings down, he quotes Aranan and Rabbeinu Manoach. Kivi Eger takes issue with this Ramah. He says the Ran was talking in Rav Sheshes, but we were going in Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda that holds that if you leave and you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha. So why, in heaven's name, in the middle of the Suda, would you bench and be mechayv yourself a new bracha Rishena if you're leaving and you're planning on coming back? Why does he say not to leave lechatchila if you're planning on coming back? Melech Tiveger is chaylik on the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah is Mayrich in the Bir Halacha. First he tries to say that the Makor is the Ran. Then he says maybe the Makor is Tais in the Rush. Then he says the Makor is maybe the Kolboy in the Ba'ar. For this Ramah, not exactly clear. He blives Tzarachin at the end of the day where the Makor is. And he says, nevertheless, you should be Makbud Lechatchila not to leave. The Halacha is, you should be Makbud Lechatchila. However, in a case where there's a good chance, now, if you do leave, it sounds like you shouldn't bench. However, if there's a good chance that you might be out for a while, then you should bench, because who knows what's going to happen. Maybe you're going to miss your equal, and therefore you should bench before you leave. However, there are a number of cases that even the Ramah agrees are not a problem to leave lechatchila. The first one is viadas, at the time of a bracha. Viadas, at the time of the bracha, you're going to eat in the second place as well. There's no problem, even the chatchila you're allowed to eat in the second place. This happens all the time, especially Purim. You have das to eat here and eat somewhere else. Chassidim always, you start after every Friday night too, you eat here and then you finish in the tish. All these cases of all common cases. You know you're somebody's invited you for dessert, so you're going to start here and finish somewhere else. You had das, b'shas, abrocha, it's not a problem. The second case that is not a problem is for a mitzvah. The lashon of the mechaber, Ramah's mitzvah iveris, the Bi'ur Halacha says even a regular mitzvah. Therefore, if there's a mitzvah opportunity that's coming up, that is not going to be the exact same mitzvah in 5 minutes after you bench, then lechatchila, I'll leave that out. That's a tough pedal. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah goes that way. But for a mitzvah, you're allowed to leave. It's not a problem. Even if it's not a mitzvah iveris, and you don't have to bench.
So similarly, in case the guy knocks on your door, you have to go and answer Shiloh.
Yeah, the question is, b'negeya to Kiddush Mokum Suda, whether or not we allow that. But that could be. If it would be pas, then for sure. If it's yain, then you're getting yourself into more questions, because the question of whether or not yain is considered tun bracha lachar v'mekayma. We're going by, even by pas, that there's no problem with shinui mokum, nevertheless, the chatchila not to leave, even though there's no problem with shinui mokum, the chatchila not to leave. However, if it's for a mitzvah, or it's for your das was that way, or it's for a minute. Your das was for a minute. Then there's no problem to leave. To go out to take out the garbage and come right back is not a problem. To go out and speak to somebody outside, if you're in the middle of the Suda's pass and come back, is not a problem. If you're planning to come back right away, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's not an issue. That's not an issue. Not only that, he says that really any bracha you're not supposed to leave. Even if you're supposed to make a brain of fashis, you had a half a bar of chocolate, and now you want to make a brain of fashis. The chatchila you shouldn't, even though you can make a brain of fashis somewhere else. The Mishnah Berurah says the chatchila you shouldn't leave. The chatchila you shouldn't leave before making a brain of fashis. However, if you're leaving, you come back in a second, the Sharatian says, then in a Hanami, you don't have to worry about making brain of fashis. When you come back, you have to make a new shakal if you want to continue eating chocolate. But I was making brain of fashis before, and you won't have to worry about that. Now, this halacha is, even if they invited you, the chash of leaving in the middle of the Suda is not just because you might not bench. Even if your neighbor invited you to finish the Suda by you, nevertheless, you shouldn't leave the chatchila because you're supposed to bench in the place where you ate. Mamela, we had a case, not only that. The Shari Bracha says that any time that you're going to leave, you should not leave to join a different place if you're going to be oiker a zimun. If you're mechuyev in zimun, then you have no right to leave and continue somewhere else, even if you're going to go for a mitzvah and continue your student somewhere else. B'chulu, if you're going to be oiker zimun, you shouldn't leave. B'meila, the case that we had, that somebody's son was invited, it's one of the questions on the tape, somebody's son was invited to somebody else's house for a sim, I think it was, for a sim.
Bar mitzvah.
And they were planning on finishing the Suda over there. And nevertheless, lechatchila, you shouldn't leave without benching, because at the time of washing, you didn't have das for that. And not only that, they were going to be oiker, the zimun that they had, therefore they shouldn't leave. Lechatchila, not to leave before you bench, unless you're coming back right away, unless it's a mitzvah, unless you had das lechatchila. Now, we know that a lot of people, what they do is when they leave, they say, make a shomer. You'll be my shomer that I have to bench. Where does that come up? Do we see this anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch? Anywhere in the Gemara, Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, Nasikenim, Mishnah Berurah, Dirshu? I think he actually brings that. I'm not sure. Where does it come up? It comes up for this lechatchila of the Ramah. for to get out of this issue of the lechatchila of the Ramah that maybe you're not going to bench, that people are semich on the shamer. So the chura bechlal is the suffix whether or not there is even such a din lechatchila. That's not a din of shamer. That's not a din of shamer. That's a din of what's that? That's your memanim a shamer. The zaken a chayla, and if he doesn't know that he's a, you're not memanim a shamer. Doesn't work. The pasha is if, what? Yeah, no. But what people do is that you're my shamer. That if I don't come back, then you call me up to remind me to bench. Yeah, but how is he going to remind me if I leave? One of the chashas is that maybe you're going to book out and you're not going to come back. You're not going to bench. What's the Zakan HaKhayla going to do? What the Shamer is going to do, I'll tell you. I made a Shamer during Bein Hazman. The Telstone question at the end was my question. And I made a Shamer. I had to leave to take my kid to the bathroom in the middle of the Shamer. Kitzer, I'm on my way to the bus on the way back. I have to get a phone call from the Shamer. Hey, did you bench? Hey, did you bench? That was the case. And since I think we're over time, we'll just see Sif Gimel. We already discussed Sif Gimel when it gets to Ktifat Perot. We'll see what halacha that's going to get to Sif Gimel. And Hashem will start from Sif Dala next time. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he's talking about eating outside. He says, where there is a problem of Mimokim Lamokim, this is he brings down from the Chai Adam that even if a person has a fruit in his hand, and he's walking with the fruit, and taking a bite, and taking another bite, it's still a problem of Shinui Mokim if you go from place to place. Says the Chaya Adam. Because of a Chaya Adam, the Afilam Oichi is a Pribi Yodai. Vahoylech Vahoychel. Yesh Mei Mishum Shinui Mokim. If you didn't make yourself into a Hochi Drachim, you started in one place, and then you decided to go to another place, and that's Shinui Mokim. Im Yotam Mokim Marisha, Shukav Al-Atsum, Alech Al-Cheder Acher. Vahoy Yadaitim Tchilas Deh. The kol petitah petitah hu davar acher ayin sham. Every time you take a new bite, is another achila. This happens all the time with people making coffees. Making coffee in Eddie's, take a sip, walk out, take a sip, walk out, take a sip, walk out. Could be your halachic racham if you started that. But if you started to eat in Eddie's and you sat down and then you decided, you know what? It's almost 5:45. It's chabura 6:45. Shrek. And it's almost a chabura. Kevin's giving chabura. I better run. That means you started off in Eddie's. You were planning on drinking coffee there, and then you decided, and you're drinking the coffee. You're holding it in your hand the entire time. How can it be Mesiach Das, for heaven's sake? No. Says the Chai Adam. Every achila is a new achila. Now, what happens? That's all. If you have every bite. Let's say you took a sucking candy and you stuck it in your mouth, and now you're walking out. So you started off in the Eddie's, and you're eating the sucking candy. It's 5 minutes. Chabur is already now, and you decide to leave. That's not taking a new bite every time. You have the achila in your mouth. That the Paiskim has many, which the Mazalman and many other Paiskim say, Ramesha for sure, that's not a problem because that's not a new achila. Even though every swallowing you're getting more, that's not considered a new ma'is achila, and you do not have to make a new bracha. It is well known that the Chazon Ish told Reb Chaim Kanievsky when he was a child and had a second candy in his hand, in his mouth, and he walked outside of the house. It's brought down a ma'is ish. He walked outside of the house. The Chazon Ish told him, make a new bracha. He said, even in such a case, you have to make a new bracha. The minhag olam is not that way. By gum, and by candies, and by things like that, not lollipops, if you're not taking that every time, then you don't have to make a new bracha. Not only that, Reb Moshe says, and the Vezayis bracha brings this down, I don't know if the minhag olam is like this, I think it's very hard to get it. Reb Moshe says, if you're eating, let's say, garinim or peanuts, and your every bite is tech kidei dibur of the previous eating, then that's also considered one hemshech. And even if you decide walking out, there would not be potato chips and things like that. Now, it's very hard to always be teched deeper. But as long as you're still chewing, then for sure you're still teched deeper. So it's not a problem. This bracha brings it down. But what happens if it's 4 seconds now? Not even 4 seconds, 2.5 seconds. Then you have to make a new bracha. Very difficult. I don't think that the ilm goes like that. If you're eating new stuff, then you should really make a new bracha as you go out. And the Mirtz Hashem will be zeichat to finish. Kofayin Ches. Next week, Bezer Hashem.